track 13. And now we come to the sport. And despite Storm Ewen wiping out half of the South Devon fixtures, there's still some football to report. Jared Lewington fired home a hat-trick in Buckland Athletics' latest outing, admitting that this form in front of goal has been a long time coming. The former Torquay United man scored three out of the goals in a 5-1 Western League Football League win for Buckland against struggling St Blasey side. Lewington spoke of having been out for a while and trying to get back up to speed, and there can't be many better ways to do it, although he stressed that it was a good win for the team more importantly. Hopefully it can push us back into the playoffs and we'll continue to give it a good go. Bovey Tracy put on a great performance away from home, beating Okehampton Argyle 4-2 at Simmons Park. Argyle have been one of the best teams in the division to date, but have injury issues, as well as the loss of key player Dan Coiter to Tiverton Town to contend with, but taking nothing away from Bovey, who are continuing to go from strength to strength under Matt Hayden. 3-1 was the common scoreline in Devon Football League this weekend, with three of the fixtures ending this way. Bear Alston United hosted Bear Albion and secured just a third win of the campaign, moving their points tally into double figures. Ipplepen Athletic, the team below Bear Alston, visited Budley Salterton and were on the wrong end of this popular score, falling to a 15th defeat of the season. Long Cross was the location for the third 3-1, and it was host Dartmouth AFC who came out on top. Dartmouth are up to third as the results, while Plimstock, the side they beat, remain in the lower reaches in 13th place. Now we come on to hockey, and in the Padrock Division 2, Torbay Women's second 11 won, Ashmore Women's first 11 6. Ashmore produced a stunning second half display to blow Torbay away after an even first half, moving 7 points clear at the top of the league. In Riviera Division 1, Ashmore men's second 11 7, Torbay men's third 11 0. Ashmore men's second team secured another 3 points in a comfortable win over basement side Torbay Threes. Torbay men's second 11 2, Ashmore men's third 2. It was a strong performance by Ashmore's men's third team against a side they had lost 2-0 to earlier in the season. In fact, with a goal disallowed towards the end, Ashmore were unlucky not to gain all 3 points. And now it's rugby. Okehampton RFC starting the scoring on their home patch when Tynmouth lost their own line-out and then Okehampton gained an advantage. Tynmouth were quick to respond, though, and brothers Dan and Jake Allison were at the heart of it, the former scoring off a maul to put his team ahead. Possession went back and forth between the two teams, both of whom were in interesting positions, with Tynmouth towards the bottom of the table and Okehampton struggling with injury and availability headaches. The final score was Okehampton 20, Tynmouth 29. Back in Tynmouth, the two respective second 15s were squaring off in a reverse fixture, and the away team won this one as well. After a torrential night of rain, the volunteers at Tynmouth RFC got out the forks and buckets and drained the pitch enough for the second 15 to take on Okehampton in what turned out to be one of the best games played at Bitton Park this season. The final score was Tynmouth 10, Okehampton 19. England RFU under-20s boss Mark Mapletoft has selected his starting lineup for the Six Nations opener as his team look to defend their crown, and donning the number 10 shirt will be Tynmouth's very own Ben Cohen. Cohen told the Mid Devon Advertiser that he's really excited to be back in camp and getting stuck into the next campaign. 2024 was a bit of a whirlwind for me, and so I'm looking forward to going again, this time with a bit more experience. And that concludes the sport for this week.